This is Ozarks at Large for the first Monday of December 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. In a moment on Arkansongs, how a monster inspired a song. But before that, a few notes about this week after Thanksgiving. Students of the Native American Advocacy Project at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville will show their documentary, Those Who Went Downstream, tomorrow at noon on the NWAC campus. The film addresses the history and culture of the Quapaws, and it's the result of 2 years' work. The public's invited, and for more information, you can call 619-4270. A small donation is encouraged to help fund a Quapaw student scholarship. Tonight, the Fort Smith Board of Directors and Mayor Sandy Sanders will hold a town meeting at the Fort Smith Public Schools Service Center on Jenny Lind Road. The town hall forum will begin immediately after the conclusion of the regular Board of Directors meeting. That begins at 6. The town hall portion of the evening is designed to allow residents to ask questions of city officials or present ideas for the betterment of the city. While we certainly can't guarantee there will be any singing at the Fort Smith Board of Directors meeting, we absolutely can guarantee there will be singing Friday night at Walton Arts Center. Fresh off the success of a Grease-themed sing-along on Halloween, Walton Arts Center is presenting another chance for patrons to sing with a classic. This time it's the 1965 version of The Sound of Music. The movie will be screened with subtitles, and everybody is expected to sing along with My Favorite Things and the other tunes. Before the movie starts, Jason Sewell, the man who never sleeps, will lead the audience through a vocal warm-up. The event begins at 7 Friday night. More details at waltonartcenter.org. Tickets, $17. The Springdale Public Library will call on Missy Gibson and Company to sing holiday songs for the library's annual holiday reception Thursday from 5 until 7. The public is invited and refreshments will be served. If you have questions, call the Springdale Library's reference desk at 750-8180. You can break out your ugly Christmas sweater, and if you'd like, you can run in it. J.B. Hunt and the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad are hosting the Ugly Sweater Run Saturday at the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad Train Depot in downtown Springdale. It begins Saturday afternoon at 1. The Christmas-themed 5K will include goodie bags with holiday treats, and there will be a photo booth to commemorate your run in an ugly sweater. More information at the Facebook page for Ugly Sweater Run. Money raised will benefit several area agencies working with abused or neglected children, including the Children's Safety Center, CASA, EOA Children's House, and Hospice Children's Services. And Saturday, the Fayetteville Public Library will host a Hanukkah Storytime celebration with members of Temple Shalom. Storytime begins at 10:30 Saturday morning and includes stories, puppets, games, and food. It's open to the public. And later this month, the 12th through the 14th, to be exact, the Fayetteville High School Choir's 9th Annual Madrigal Feast will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. Seating begins each of those three nights at 6:45. Dinner will be served each of the three nights at 7. Tickets are $30 and available by sending an email to madrigal.feast@fayar.net. Or you can call 445-1168. And though the Arkansas Razorback swimming and diving team is off until January, there's a reason to salute them. The team is now ranked 12th in the nation in the latest Endless Pools CollegeSwimming.com poll. In all, 8 teams in the SEC are in the poll, which was released late last week. Next up for the swimming Razorbacks, a conference meet against Alabama and Kentucky in Tuscaloosa, Alabama on January 11th.